Hello and welcome to Seven Peaks Speaks. Today we present an exclusive discussion between representatives of LINE, Foodpanda, Grab and Jualongkorn University. They will share some insights on how students can prepare for opportunities during the pandemic. Enjoy Seven Peaks Speaks and the interesting panel discussion.
Thank you all for coming here today. So without further delay, I will start by introducing our panelists today. So first, Gan Kimsawadi, HR Director for LINE. A round of applause, please. Thank you. Our second panelist, Monica Mikosova from Foodpanda, Marketing Director for APEC. Our third panelist, V. Charunun Siri, Country Lead, Grab Finance. And finally, my fellow countryman from Jualongkorn University, Professor Pietro Borsano. Before we start with the question, I would go about how it's going to proceed this panel discussion. So we started a bit late, but we still should be able to keep it in an hour. So the panel discussion will last, as I said, 1 hour. The first 30 minutes, I will ask a question to our panelists. And after that, in the next 30 minutes, you will have the chance to actually directly ask them questions. There is no restriction on what our panelists can say tonight, as long as there is no blood here, please. And everything that they say is not a reflection of the company or the institution they work for, but is their personal talk. So without further delay, I will start with Gan. I would like to ask you, what are actually the challenges that in this moment we are facing in recruiting thanks to this amazing pandemic we've been hit with?
Actually, that's a really good question. I mean, I think with the whole pandemic and everything, it's actually expedited a lot of things. So we've actually seen a lot of changes in like even the recruitment or like kind of the hiring that we've been doing. So as you can tell, everything's been moving online. I mean, I guess today is a little bit of an exception. Usually we'd be social distancing. So a lot of this stuff has been like all online, all virtual. So that's changed kind of the way we interact with people too.
Yeah. Okay. And Monica, V, Pietro, you would like to share your talk maybe in the recruitment in your environment, let's say.
Absolutely. Actually, one of the good things of pandemics is that unfortunately many people lost jobs. And I have never seen such a fast onboarding of the people. So I would see this as a highlight of pandemics for us, because I think that we are all the time talking about just what everything is wrong these days. So I think it's good to bring some positive things. Because people are searching much more actively for the job, they are available faster, so we are able to onboard them faster. So the whole process is much faster. So I really appreciate it.
Well, at least there is some positive outcome out of this, let's say. And Pietro, we want to add something.
Okay. Thank you very much, Daniel. I think before I start, I'd just like to say thank you very much for the invite, and it's an honor to be amongst such an esteemed panel. And a fantastic location. Shout out to Seven Peaks with the location. Magnificent. Thank you very much. And most important of all, I think it's a pleasure to be talking in front of such a fantastic audience. Look, you guys are the future leaders of Thailand, right? And you are the future entrepreneurs that's going to take this country forward, right? So it's a pleasure to be talking in front of you. Yeah, so I guess if you're talking about the pandemic and everything, obviously it's worrying times. And I think there's a lot of changes. And I think there's a Thai phrase, and I'm not sure what it is in English, but it's a wee kip in ogat. So you look for opportunities, right? And I think one thing that, if you look at historically, and I'm a fan of history, so excuse me for this long diatribe, but if you look at the Black Death, right? The Black Death, massive plague across the whole of England. What happened? It was the end of the feudal kind of system, but it led to a lot more people getting jobs and actually improving the economy. Closer to our times, if you look at SARS, what happened in SARS? Obviously, it's a very, very bad pandemic. What actually happened after SARS? Obviously, you guys know Jack Ma. Do you know what he launched after SARS? Anyone? You know, it's Taobao, right? So it's e-commerce platform. And actually, because of that, yeah, because of the pandemic, people are moving more to e-commerce. There's actually, it led to a lot more people, kind of like, you know, it kind of like brought Alibaba and Taobao, you know, to the next level, and actually competed with the likes of eBay, right, in China. So you look back to now, and if you look at the pandemic with COVID, obviously it's worrying times, but we've actually seen at Grab as well that it's very, very important to pivot, to try new things, to be flexible. And because of that, because of the ability of companies like Grab, like Lion, like Foodpanda, we're able to actually look, be able to find these opportunities and actually bring these opportunities in. So yes, I think you've seen it in the news, but for example, for Grab, we've actually had the very, very sad decision to lay off a number of people. But it actually has led to a lot more opportunity for a lot more people to do many, many new things. So I think it's actually, yes, it's sad times, but we're looking at opportunities, we're looking to pivot and do a lot more initiatives. So actually, to be honest, even though it's sad times, there's a lot more exciting things to come.
Thank you, Pietro.
Thanks. So first of all, thanks for having us here tonight.
It's a pleasure.
And I fully agree with what V said. And I actually like that you saw some potential students and potential entrepreneurs here. I agree that a crisis is also an opportunity. So after the crisis, and I would say that my fellow countrymen knows this very well, because we went through a very profound crisis back in 2011, 2012, 2013 in Europe. So in a way, we know that after the crisis, there will be new opportunities, especially for newcomers, for startups, for new businesses. So maybe a crisis is not that good for incumbent, but could be actually good for newcomers. So I would say this is one takeaway. And your question, if I'm not mistaken, was about recruiting.
Yes, the challenges.
So like recruiting during pandemic. So you all think that university is actually conservative, but during this pandemic, since our school is a very new school, so we are recruiting faculty members, officers, and so on, so we shifted all the recruitment process online. And we actually like it that much that we decided not to go back to like face-to-face recruiting, because in a way we can assess, evaluate candidates, both faculty members and officers, but also coming students, as well as having face-to-face sessions. So I would say that this is a very, let's say, a new thing after the pandemic. And we decided not to go back to like having anything like face-to-face. And this give us the opportunity to interview people from everywhere in the world. So we just had like faculty interviews for two positions, and we interview people from Germany, from America, from China, from Canada, from Jordan. So really very diverse pool of talents.
Thank you, Pietro. No, okay. So actually, you just made an interesting point about this shifting of the world of recruiting online, and also this. We all know that, like during the lockdown, many of us had to work from home, or they shifted most of the work from home. So actually, in the world that is right now, like with this shift towards the online world, working from home and everything, how this actually has impacted literally the recruiting or the skills you're actually looking into a new person you're going to hire. Has this reflected into that in some way? Like some new requirements emerged in during a recruitment of new graduates, especially, or new skills that you would like to see in the new graduates that are right now looking for a job? I don't know if who wants to take the microphone.
Sure, okay, I take this.
Can start, Monica.
I was thinking about it. It's a good question. So I'm basically recruiting mainly for the regional office. So basically my interviews, I would say in 85% cases, were already online before pandemic, because people were, we have, in my team, I have now 21 nationalities. So it was already very much online. So actually it did not change for us that much. However, what I would say, what is much stronger these days, is that because building a lot of our work is about building relationships over the online channels, it's much more difficult than actually building it when you meet person. It's very easy. Like I will leave some impression on you just by seeing me, seeing how I'm talking and so on. And then when you have someone online, we will have a beer, I will leave some impression on you simply. But if you have never met me and you are just working with me all the time, it's a very different level of building relationship. It's much more difficult. So I would definitely say that when I'm recruiting for the local teams these days, I am even stronger looking at these skills, if they are able to build relationships, in my opinion, because right now it's even more important than ever before.
Okay, so you would say that like soft skills now got even more important than ever?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Gunnar, you want to ask?
Yeah, I've actually, I'd like to agree with that. Absolutely, your soft skills are extremely important. Just want a quick show of hands, right? Who's heard of Zoom and who's used Zoom? Quite a few of you. Okay, honest question. Go, keep your hands up. Who's heard of Zoom this time last year? A little bit less. Okay, that's being honest. Basically, this is what the pandemic has actually led. A lot more video conferencing, talking online, actually interacting in a different way. Right, and I think when you talk about social skills, it's extremely, extremely important. What we're doing at Grab at the moment, and I'm sure in a lot of companies, is working from home. Before, yes, there's a few people working from home. Now, this actually method is actually working a lot more, and I'm pretty sure this is a new norm. A lot more companies are encouraging people to work from home, which means that you're going to be using Zoom or Zoom-like kind of conferences a lot more. So what do you actually need? I think one of the things that Monica put it down very, very good is the social skills to actually be able to conduct your interviews, conduct your meetings and everything via Zoom. It's a totally different dynamic, right? And I think it's something that we definitely need to be prepared for.
I totally agree with those two points. I think they're really good. And I think a lot of things we've realized that has changed specifically from working online is actually...
It's mine. Sorry. No, this time it's mine. It's when they got close.
We've realized that actually the personalities that we're looking for has actually changed a lot, right? So now that you're working online and then you actually have to have, you can't forge those relationships anymore. You can't have that sort of connection. You actually have to have the, I guess, innate personality to be curious and be wanting to approach people, right? Because if you're working from home, you don't have a team. You can't just go to the neighbor next to you and be like, hey, I don't understand this. How do I get more information? But you actually have to have it within you to be able to reach out to someone and ask for that information and get it. And that's what we've noticed a lot, specifically with more working online. The people who have actually succeeded have been the ones who are actually really curious, the ones who really, really kind of reach out to people and try to get that information. And those are kind of the people that we're looking for, even at Line, or probably at Grab and Food Panda, and even in Jula as well.
So I will just add a little bit of this. I would say mostly on fresh grad. So I agree with all these like smart skills that are really necessary. I will add one, which is to be responsible, especially for fresh grad. Mm-hmm. Because this is, I would say, the bottom line for remote working or hybrid working. So partially remotely and partially at the office. So on top of like social skills and different set of skills, whether you are interacting and collaborating online or whether you are interacting and collaborating face-to-face. But responsibility is key, because if the employer doesn't see that there is responsibility, autonomy, especially for fresh grad that, you know, need to jump into the labor market, well, this is going to be obviously a challenge.
Thank you, Pietro. Can you hear me? Yes, okay. Okay, great. My next question, because actually we already got to the core of what this event is about, so how students can prepare for opportunities during this pandemic. Like, talking about this opportunity, do you think the type of opportunity actually changed and evolved during this pandemic? Do you see in your environments, like, situation changing, or there is always the need for the same thing of before? How has this evolved during this pandemic? What there is the need for right now? We'll start with Monica.
All right. So I think it definitely changed. The reason why it changed, though, is not because we are looking for something necessarily else, but our business grew in a crazy speed. I will give you an example. During the pandemic, you know, many people were kind of, they believe that, the food delivery business, yeah, that's amazing. Yes and no. So I'm working with 12 markets. We had extremes from we are doing great because it's lockdown and people don't have a choice. And then we had countries where we were managing on hourly basis, not daily basis, but hourly basis. We were managing crises like country, our riders were beaten up by sticks because people felt that they should not be driving around. So, you know, like business was simply changing crazily. Like I have never experienced anything like that. And, you know, I would say that like I'm already well tested through Foodpanda. So we had to act quickly. For example, we'll give you an example from Pakistan where basically they just said you need to close down the business because people don't feel comfortable that your business will be opened because it's just food delivery and it's dangerous. Okay. We had to launch groceries. That was a business decision. In normal lead time, we would take maybe, let's say, 2 months. In Pakistan, we launched it in 2 days. Do you think it was perfect launch? Not really. I can just list down all the basically things that went wrong. We did not have grocery people on the ground, so we had to hire very fast. So from day to day, we had to open crazy amount of positions. We had to hire fast. So our poor recruiters, they were just receiving new priorities and new positions every single day. So a lot of new positions, they had to be hired fast. And these people had to be fastly onboarded and basically start performing because there was no other choice. We had to launch if we want to sustain the business. So if I would answer it, kind of like summarize the story, what changed was we opened crazy amount of positions across the APEC because there was a business need for more new businesses that helped us sustain our business. And of course, there was massive opportunity as well. So either you jump in or you are too late. And then these people had to be very special. They could not be safe. They had to be bold enough to go, fail, learn, redo, and do it better. We all knew that this will not be perfect, but that was something that you need to have as well personality for, to acknowledge that it's not going to be 100% perfect. It's 80-20. You launch and then you fix what needs to be fixed. But priority is you have 2 days to launch.
What was the question again? I'm joking. look, Beers with Peers is a fantastic idea, but getting me to come in at 5 p.m., and having a few beers, not so much, but anyway, I'll try to answer. No, joking aside, obviously the pandemic's been affected Grab. And if you look at Grab's business, transport was definitely affected. Whereas transport was our cash cow. No one took a Grab car anymore, Grab taxi anymore, right? But what obviously actually helped was our food delivery business. But from that, we actually managed to pivot into, similar to Foodpanda, into groceries. But also, what you may not know is on our payment side as well, the finance side of things. I think number one was on our GrabPay side. Number two is actually what I'm leading now, which is on the lending side, which is actually empowering and helping the underserved, overserving the underserved. Those guys, those drivers, those SMEs who actually need financing, that's what we're actually moved into. And because of the flexibility and adaptability of what we're doing, and I think that's one of the important messages, be flexible, be adaptable, be able to change and actually pivot to what you're doing. And that's exactly what, a great move from my experience as well, what we actually did, and that actually has actually taken Grab to where we were pre-COVID. So I think
you know, I think one thing to take back for you guys to take back for sure is to be flexible, is to be adaptable, right? And basically be able to pivot into new things.
Gan, you wanted to add something, or it's your turn.
Oh no, I was actually totally going to agree with all those points because I think adaptability and agility is probably like the key of this, right? Because no one knows what's going to happen during a pandemic. It's basically like you have the rug pulled out from underneath you. It's a burning platform, and you actually don't have any other choice but to change. So what we actually noticed at Line, I mean, probably similar to Grab and Food Panda, I mean, our food delivery service for Line Man just skyrocketed. And the people who were actually, you know, doing well from this were like the Line Man delivery people, people who were actually capitalizing on the opening restaurants or food services that were actually benefiting during the pandemic and actually, you know, feeding people. And another thing we've noticed, too, is even with, like, I mean, what were you doing when you're at home, right, on lockdown? You were shopping. You're probably looking at things online. So we noticed a real spike of businesses such as, like, SMEs who were actually turning to online because before they had maybe a shop at Chatuchak or Terminal 21 or something, and now they have no choice but to do online. So you're forced to grow and change. So, I mean, agility is definitely super important, and that's something that, I mean, you guys are all still young and you're still adapting, and who knows? I mean, hopefully you don't have to face another pandemic, but the fact that you've already gone through one, you can clearly say that you've learned a lot of skill sets that maybe other generations didn't have the ability to learn.
Thank you again.
Changes in higher education. So I would say that we discussed for like 1 year since we established our school to offer like online classes or hybrid learning. So we were like, you know, academics. We were talking. And then we got to March 2020. And like in 1 day, there was the lockdown. The university has to close the campuses. And so we did this suddenly. And honestly, the technology that we utilized was already on the market. So we didn't invent anything, but there was, let's say, a change of mindset. Change of mindset in faculty members, change of mindset in students. And I would say that this is not going to change. So in a way, in Chula, we are in a, I would say, privileged position because for a few reasons. One is the academic standing in Thailand. So we have enough students. The other one is that compared to private universities, we mostly rely on Thai students with the overwhelming majority of our students, which means that we didn't have the challenge of students outside of Thailand and then we cannot get them in and all these things. But actually private university that do rely on international students, they face this problem. With international students say, hey, I'm not gonna pay the tuition fees any longer if I have to study for 1 year outside of a country. So international university in Thailand, but also in America and so on. So I would say this is a turning point for higher education. And we need to become more tech savvy. So I would say that we need to learn from all this corporate, how to be more agile, how to be more adaptive, how to be faster, because we need to run. And I have to say, I have to acknowledge that we are still too slow in terms of mindset, in terms of also like technology that we use. So we need to push on this, but I don't see that we are going back to having only face-to-face lectures because hybrid learning actually enables more flexibility from both sides and I would say more tailor-made coaching of the students. That in face-to-face, at the end of the day, you can't have this that much.
Okay, thank you, Pietro. I have one last question, then we will get to the Q&A part. This, I want your point of view, your specific point of view. In Thailand and in general in Asia, actually happens a bit all over the world, but I see in Asia this a bit more. Many students, and here we have a lot of them, like they follow a certain career path because usually their parents put them on that path. You know, like the classic, you go to a big university, then do a master, maybe a PhD. Then you get to work to the big corporation. Now, especially in light of the pandemic and everything is going on around the world, in Thailand, whatever, Do you think it still makes sense to pursue this career path? Or maybe you would advise at least to maybe people try to look inside what they really want to do, maybe disrupt this process, going for internship, try to work for startups. What is your point of view on this? You think it's still good to follow this set path or not?
I mean, I think overall the theme of 2020 or even the theme of this everything has been disruption, right? And I think the same is with even your career path, because I think there's a lot of roles and there's a lot of roles or jobs that are probably going to exist in like 5-10 years that don't even exist now. So I mean, I think it's totally, I mean, it's great. I think I listened to my parents, I followed them, but I definitely kind of chose my own career path, and then also did internships. I learned a lot. I failed many times. I tried to explore what I was interested in, and you'll actually know really fast through internships what you like and what you don't like. I mean, you might think that you want to become a doctor, you might think you want to be a developer, but who knows? Maybe you'll actually want to become a baker or an artist or something. So I guess the best thing is probably hands-on learning and figuring out what works for you, like what makes you happy and what you want to do to make an impact on the world.
Thank you.
Can I do some sponsor content?
Go for it, yeah. Let's keep it quick because we need to get to the Q&A app.
So the reason why I would like to do some sponsor content, because the answer is that our school at Chulavit is a new school, provide a program that is not a BBA, that is not engineering, that is not medical doctor, that is not a lawyer, but is a Bachelor of Arts and Science in Integrated Innovation, which is transdisciplinary program with a combination of core business, core technology, arts, design thinking. So the question that we always get from our parents is, what my children are gonna become in 4 years time when they graduate? Because we are not engineers, we are not medical doctors, and we are not lawyers. But we do believe that for the future of jobs, we need to give our students multiple skills and multiple knowledge in a variety of fields: AI, robotics, data science, medical field as well. So this is our answer to your question.
Monica, and V, you want to?
Yes, so not branded content.
Sorry.
So I have actually two points here. One would be, I believe that you can be successful at what you are doing only when you love it, if you are passionate about it, and if you are excited about it. I can tell you, and this is not, I'm not telling you to join Foodpanda. I'm telling you to find job that you will love as I love Foodpanda. I wake up every day and I am excited about the new day. There are days when I'm like, oh my God, but that's like normal, and I guarantee you that you will have it in every single job. But I love what I'm doing, and I'm very passionate about it, and I am very grateful that I found something like this. So I would encourage you to follow your dreams and be ready. I have never dreamed that I will be in Thailand. That was never a plan. I joined Foodpanda originally for two month internship. I never wanted to work for startup. It was kind of like to just close the gap before I start consulting job that I never actually started, because I fell in love with Foodpanda. So I would say that you should explore. And I would just like second the other opinion, basically, that I really went through a lot of internships, or you don't need to even call it internships, like summer jobs. Every single summer I did something. As easy things as I started when I was 14, I was selling ice cream. And does it have anything in common? I sell now food, I guess. But
no.
So, you know, but I learned something there. Then I started to do entertainer for kids in the hotels around, and it made me to learn how to communicate with different kind of people, different kind of guests, very difficult guests. Then I was creating evening shows for adults in other hotels. I went, I think, 4 summers in a row to different kind of country, work with different kind of people. It's you are simply learning something about yourself. It's not that I didn't, like, you know, I don't need to learn how to take care of kids. That was not the purpose. But I learned something about myself, that I enjoy communication, that I love to work with people, and that I am, maybe that's actually my strength, that I can communicate with more in more languages. I enjoy it. And that's maybe something, right? So I would encourage you to do two things. One is explore, learn about yourself, what you like, what you don't like. Take any job opportunity. Go to work even for free, honestly. Like, is your friend doing something, needs some help? Go and try to help him and understand what is good, what is not good. Secondly, follow your dreams. But be ready. When I joined Foodpanda, it was nothing about the dreams. It was just curiosity about what does it mean, startup. And I just fell in love. And then I got opportunity that I felt like, okay, I can't manage. But then I was like, okay, let's try it. And I was on the very bottom of everything. And I had to learn how to swim and get to the surface level so I could breathe. And then they threw me again to the bottom and I had to do it again. But that's a learning, right? And that's impressive. But you need to be ready to do it, not to be afraid, and be ready to fail. I failed many, many times. So that would be my two cents.
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah, I think Monica was extremely inspiring.
So happy to hear that.
Well, because I guess, okay, so what I'm going to say now, obviously, it's nothing to do with Grab. This is my own personal opinion, and no marketing content or whatever, right? But look, I'll tell you where I came from, right? My dad was like, okay, why? Okay, just gotta do it. Once I got my my bachelor's, right? Do a master's. Why? Just do it, right? When I got my master's, then my grandma says, oh, come on, hey, yeah, no, man, that's enough for me, right? But that's the kind of trend in Thai customs and society, right? You just gotta do it. Once you graduate, what do you do? You get a job. And then they ask you, okay, what position are you? How much salary are you on? So they could go and tell their friends, right? That was what I went through. To be honest, when I first started, I was quite fortunate, obviously. My background was in banking, but literally, I was at Goldman Sachs, one of the biggest investment companies in the world, and I'd get up 6 o'clock in the morning, and literally, I was like, shit, I do not want to go to work. It really was that feeling, right? And it took me quite a few years to move around. And then when I actually found Grab, literally, I tell this to the guys every day. Sometimes I'm up at 2 a.m. in the morning, right? Ping, light bulb comes into your head. Bam, you do it. And again, like what Monica said, it's following your passions. It's doing what you really, really want to do. And if it's something like that, exactly what Monica said, right? It's following your passions. But one thing I like to add is do not be scared to fail. You try things. Fail, learn from your mistakes, innovate, do more. You know, if you look at every day now, right, you're able to do that. You can do new things, you can try new things. And also at the same time, do not stop learning. You have knowledge in your phone, on the internet, it's everywhere. Do not stop. It's not that, oh, you're at university, once you finish, that's it. You know, you've got education everywhere, right? You could go on. I sometimes go into a YouTube wormhole. I learn this. Yes, it could be about FIFA. You could learn about golf, but also you could learn about this, that, and the other. Do not stop learning, because what employers are looking for these days isn't that exact that skill set. It's about flexibility, about adaptability, about doing new things. So yeah, that's a summary, right? Don't stop. You know. Explore your passions, like what Monica said, but also don't be scared of failure. One final thing. One thing that I've seen in Thai students, and I hope none of you go through this, right? I had a chat with one of the guys here today. Don't otthon, wei. All right? You got to, don't just like, oh, mai wai lao, ya chit up, ba, wei. No, right? To really, really succeed, right? You really have to have that strong mindset, right? You need to have that tolerance in your work, in your everyday life, right? If you're weak, right, then obviously, then that's a path of failure. You need to have that strong mindset to really, really achieve. And I'm pretty sure I've seen a lot of CEOs, if they didn't have that mindset, that tolerable mindset, they wouldn't be there here. won't be here now, right? So yeah, go fuck, Nakab. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just one like fun, just very fun fact? So just when you were asking
yours.
Like if we should be following what our parents are asking, or like our grandparents or so, that we should be in that standardized jobs, like, you know, and being engineer, doctor, it's very easy to understand. So I had recently a story with my grandfather when we met his, so my grandfather is 85 years old, or 86 now, and we met with his friends, and he was introducing me, and he was like, you know, this is my granddaughter, and she works with that thing. And I was like, grandfather, what do you mean that thing? Internet. So he has no idea what I do, but he knows that it's something with that thing, because he doesn't have smartphone, he had never used internet, but I found it like, you know, he has really no clue, but he's still happy that I am happy. So that's the story.
Thank you, Monica, for sharing. And now it's your turn instead to ask a question to our panelists. So please raise your hands and let's start to shoot them. And we have already one there. He has been fast. I'm sorry, Tom. Someone give a microphone to Elias. You need a microphone? You can scream if you want. Very interesting. Who wants to go first? Gan?
I mean, I think it's true. Like, yeah, a lot of companies are hiring experienced hires. But I think one of the advantages that you guys have, you know, coming fresh out of college, is that you probably have a lot of things that the experienced people don't have. And I guess two of the things that come to mind, and we've kind of talked about it here earlier, is one, growth mindset, right? So you guys have not only been through this pandemic, but you guys have actually learned a lot. You've had to deal with a lot of changes in your life so far. So that's actually one thing that you probably bring to the table. And you have like a fresh perspective of things, right? Like once you start working, sometimes people get a little bit disillusioned and they're kind of like set in their ways. But what you guys have is you're very hungry, right? So keep that hunger alive. Like you're constantly wanting to learn. You should constantly want to learn and just like do things. Like even Kunvi said that earlier, like you need to like actually just work hard and just basically, we've all been there. We just really have to get things done, you know? So that's actually one of the things you could focus on. Another thing is grit, so which kind of goes along with the growth mindset, right? So if you guys have the mindset that you really want to just work hard and like learn as much as you can, I think that already puts you above an advantage of someone who's experienced, right? Because people who are experienced might be set in their ways or might be set in a certain skill set that they have. But if you guys have the opportunity to learn and like grab that knowledge, that's actually one way that you can make yourself stand out.
An easy answer to that is you can drive grab car, na kap.
Or line man.
Oh, sorry, yeah. No, actually, funny point is actually, since COVID, we've actually seen a massive rise in our Grab drivers, right? Be it Grab bike, Grab car, and I take a Grab every day. And when I speak to the drivers and motorbikes or whatever, they tell me about their background. They come from the hotel industry or whatever. And before it was a part-time thing, now it's actually become a full-time thing. So again, don't advertise my company so much, but I think one of the things that that Grab has actually done is try to enable and try to make that social impact and create opportunities for people, be it if you want to be a Grab car driver, Grab bike driver, if you're a food merchant, if you want to sell stuff online. You know, it's not just food now, it's merchandise, groceries. So we're actually expanding that side of things. But it's not just about opportunities online, but also on
where I am now. Sorry, I'm just advertising. Finance, right? We're going to actually be able to help these entrepreneurs. We're going to help these drivers, these food merchants. And actually, we're launching something today. And that is something that we're really looking to do. And I think there's, you know, with companies such as Line, Food Panda, and hopefully with Grab, we would be there, you know. And one of Grab's missions, and I think it's going to be a mission for a lot of companies that's actually going to succeed post-pandemic. It's not just about making profit. It's about that social impact. It's about helping society. And I think companies with that kind of mindset, that kind of foresight, right, would actually be the companies that's actually going to succeed. And for those companies, there will be opportunities. Yes, 9% unemployment, but if they drive Grab car, it'd be zero, right? So you know, there will be, you know, there's always going to be opportunities across the spectrum.
Okay. Other questions? Not from you. From you, yes. Please, let's start with third, and then you're the next. Okay. Is there, Ben? Third line from the bottom. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, so my name is Ishita. And
please stand up, sorry.
Okay. I'm a student. My name is Ishita. And basically, we've been doing so much of online learning right now. And as the discussion was about relationships, I would like to ask you guys, like, how would you maintain good relationships online or even build a relationship with the person online?
It was very it was very challenging for me as a manager to have a team, and all of a sudden from one day, I mean, it's not just me, but every single manager around, but I was like, okay, I have 60 people who are not in their home country. That's as well, you know, one very strong factor on the top. Well, from one day to another, we are just on lockdown. We need to stay at home. And I was like, okay, how do I make sure that they feel comfortable? They don't start panicking. And I am not solving 60 flights to their home countries. So what I started to do, and it's just like example, right? So, but what we started to do for our team, I created pandemic Olympic Games, where I every day created for our team challenge. Very, like, I'm very sorry to say that, I hope that it's okay, very stupid challenges.
No, I can't say those words.
So very, very simple ones, but it was just about the creativity. So for example, like one was like, give the submission, like send a submission of how do you keep yourself fit during the pandemic? And, you know, people were creating funny videos, how they are basically within like fastened video, how quickly they just ate everything. And they said, like, I managed to eat faster. So I believe that I don't gain too many kilos, you know, or like they started to create funny videos, how they are exercising and how they are having their cat in their hands and like lifting it up and, you know, like really just funny things. So, and we had every day, basically then at the end of the day, everyone was then voting basically which submission did you like the most? And then they got some prize. So very easy for engagement. Everyone loved it. It was a lot of fun for me, a lot of work, because I was all the time thinking, like, what else is the next challenge? And second thing, what we started to do, it was for remote teams, we started to do online dinners with drinks. So I have as well extended teams in other countries. So I surprised them and I sent them a bottle of wine to a couple of them. And I just organized, they didn't know, I just organized call for Friday evening that we have like our monthly catch up. So basically I invited them for the call. I got from our HR their addresses, sent them bottle of the wine. And basically before the meeting started, they received the bottle of the wine and we started the meeting without any agenda. They didn't just know, we just had now wines and we got dinner together and we were just talking for like 4 hours till like 11 p.m. like, because everyone enjoyed it. So I don't know, these are just two easy things that what we've done to keep closer even though that you are not close.
May I interject on this one? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Does anybody mind? I maybe would just answer on a bit more simple level. So, hi everybody, I work for Seven Peaks Software. I've 20 years in the recruitment industry globally. For me, communication online, you guys have got more access to social media than anybody else before, ever. Maximize it. What I see from a lot of graduates is really not maximizing those profiles, not using things like LinkedIn, not using things like Facebook to your benefit. And it's really far easier for you guys in this day and age than it ever was before. So at a very simple level, use those tools that you have access to and use those channels to reach out to your target audience.
Thank you, Tom. Our fifth panelist. No, sorry. No, I think she had a question. If we, do you need a mic? Yeah. Well, then we need that one. Stand up, please.
Good evening. My name is Vika, and I'm currently a second-year student in Webster University. And I, previously at least, I don't have any professional or internship experience, and I will be starting to apply for internships. So without any experience, aside from my GPA, what can I work on? What specific characteristics do companies look for in a potential individual who doesn't have any experience?
If you want, I can also answer this. Because it's
okay, I'll take a stab at it. I think, again, from my side of things, and to be perfectly honest, right, I get so many resumes from graduates, GPA 4, GPA 3.8, 3.6, that are from this faculty, that faculty, that faculty. And to be honest, it's kind of like all the same, right? And for me, and what I look for when I look for an applicant, it's a lot more about themselves. A, whether they're adaptable to the team, whether they are creative, they ask questions. I'll tell you a little story, and this is the first ever intern I had at Grab. This was, 6 years ago, right? We had an internship program and went through, did some cuts, selection of people, and none of them really hit. And then one day, someone was kind of like downstairs, oh, I want to meet you. It was basically an intern that, from the resume, they didn't have the 4.0 GPA. But then I actually had a spare 30 minutes to actually go and have a coffee with him. And when I actually spoke to him, he did research about the company. He knew about the company. He knew about the background. He knew where we were, where he's coming from, what the vision is. That's for that person. And to be honest, he was one of the best interns I've ever had, right? It wasn't because of GPA, but it was more about his determination. He actually was creative and actually had the balls and the guts to actually come and actually, you know, wanted to come and speak to me. And now today, sad to say that he left to do his family business, but he was a CEO of his father's company in Cambodia, and he's now a lecturer at one of your competitor universities. But you know, it was, but essentially, you know, that's where he's gone. But yeah, a fascinating example. So yeah, yes, GPA is important, but it's about yourself, right? Be creative, have the balls, have the guts, be prepared to speak, to talk, to ask questions, do your research. Again, I go back to learning, right? Don't go to interview, don't go to it without no knowledge. I've seen so many people with 4.0 come to me, what do you know about Grab? I know, no, I don't want that kind of person, right? So please, you know, that is probably, you know, a good tip. Okay.
I'm not a panelist, but I want to add a little thing on this. As our core business, AAP, is actually internship abroad. Now, you're not our market, so this is not a sponsor. Just to give an example, because our work is in interviewing daily, like 10, 15 kids that wants to go to do an internship abroad, okay? Actually, one of the most important things that we look at, other than what he said, that like do your dues, so like research companies, make sure that you go prepare, but also try to be original. Like, of course, if you go to a mega corporation famous to be very old school, go to the classic answer, go for the ABC that everybody knows. But if you go to a startup or to a young company, SME, or some even big company, but they are young, they play with tech and stuff, don't be boring. Don't go and answer the classic thing, what is your worst thing? Ah, I work too much. Or, oh my God, like I need to finish things on time or I die. Oh, that's so terrible. And it's so obvious. Like, we expect you to say that. It's kind of like, it's lame every time people keep saying the same thing. Instead, if you're original, actually, you know, first of all, I might laugh. If I laugh, I probably like you. And that's a great start because, you know, you want me to like you. And also, you have something different. Like, he was asking that there will be a lot of competition between you, you know? Many of you will maybe have 4.0 GPA, but actually, they will be, like, super employable from the point of view of study and the thing that they did in their life. But from the pure personality, they maybe will not be there and actually lose maybe against someone that has a GPA of 2.6, like he said. So, like, on addition to what he said, also, be original. Be yourself. Don't worry. Worst case scenario, you know, I don't like you. There are other 20 million companies ready to interview, and one of them will like you. But it's more likely that they like something new than the thing that they already saw a million times. I go back being the moderator. Sorry. Sorry.
Actually, I mean, we interview a lot of interns, and I've actually interviewed a lot of interns that have probably had similar background as you. Like, you're worried about, like, not ever having an intern before and just only studying. What I can tell you is this. You have hobbies, right? What's your hobby? Peers. I mean, yeah, going back to what everyone said, be original, right? You can talk about your hobbies. I mean, you could come to an interview and talk about how you enjoy growing plants, because we actually do have an employee who's growing plants right now and has started his own nursery and just focusing on rare plants. Just as long as you're interesting, you can actually talk about something and relate it back to what you could add value. Like, I mean, if you're talking about you're learning about business, you enjoy swimming, you could talk about the grit that's used behind swimming and how much you practice or how much you actually, you know, go and work out every morning to swim. So that's the kind of stuff that employers would be interested in, too, that you can mention as well.
I would just absolutely, like, I think that so aligned. However badly it sounds, I would never check your GPAs on your CVs.
It's a secret. Don't
tell I'm sorry. It's just truth. I most of the time would not know what university you are coming from. I don't know what's your results. What did you graduate in? Because it's a lot about personality and the way how exactly original you are. My very favorite questions are not about during the interviews, it's not about, okay, what did you do? Okay, of course, I need to go through this, right? Because I need to understand what the person on the technical side can do or cannot do or claims he can and cannot do. But on other side, I'm asking, what would your best friend tell me about you? How would they describe you? Tell me about your hobbies. Because I give you example, I have one, actually she started as an intern, she's with us now only for 4 years. And I still remember her interview when I asked her, I was like, what do you do over the weekends? And she was like, so I'm just working on my Instagram. Would you mind if I show you? And then she started to show me and she was so passionate about it. And this is exactly like, I just fell in love. I knew that like, okay, this girl is amazing because she's passionate about what she likes. And if I make her like our work, she will be passionate about that. If I give her good projects, she will deliver them to the exceptional level because just the way how she was talking about her small project was just, the interview was over, she was hired and she's still with us, so yeah.
So we'll just add one point, which I would say very specific on Thailand, and is resilience. So I would say university is a good chance to build on your resilience. And I actually agree with this point. Like, GPA is not very important. And I actually tell my student, don't focus too much on the grade, because it's more what you can actually learn by working, for example, in teams. So here are some of my students. So they can tell you that when they work in team, actually they have conflicts, we do have a lot of conflicts, and I generally do not step in for a very reason, which is I want them to sort the conflict out by themselves. I want them to speak face to face to solve this. So they come to me and say, okay, try to solve it. I can observe, but I don't want to step in because I think this is one of the biggest problems in Thailand. You know, like your boss, especially Falang boss, yell one time, I resign. This happens in so many multinational companies. When I talk to other experts, it's like, oh, half of my staff, I just yell one time, half of my staff quit only for this. And this is not even, you know, that challenging. So I will say that this is one of very important skills. And when the students come to me and tell me, oh, we have a conflict, we have a problem, and I feel their pain. I mean, they are genuinely worried about like how they can interact with their peers, how they are disrupting their friendship because of the work. So I feel this on one hand, but on the other hand, I know that this will be a very important experience for them to grow more resilient, more professional, and able to face what is the real world.
Thank you, Pietro. And we have, I think, time for a couple more questions. I will take 2 plus 2? 2 plus 2. Who's you won.
First of all, thank you so much for coming, guys. This is an amazing opportunity for us. And I just wanted to ask that, I know we're nearly going to be closing in. Just want to ask, what is that one message you guys want to leave with us today that we go ahead and think about it and also maybe act on it?
That was my last question. That's spoiler.
AK is the one who told me about that.
Okay, then. Guys, please. Yeah, you go for it. Let's start with the people with microphone. Pietro, start yourself if you have the mic.
So, well, this is challenging. I would say, I mean, like, think of what you like. And also think of what you are good at. So passion is very important, and my peers, they already mentioned this. But on top of this, focus on what you're really good at. So pursue your passion, but understand what you can do better than others, because this is your competitive advantage. And when you realize this, this is most probably what you should be doing. And trying. When I was back in Italy, I did try a legal career as a lawyer in litigation, which I didn't like that much. I'm still doing right now some legal consultation, but I understood this is not what I should be doing. This is not what really gives me a purpose. So I would say find your purpose and find what you are good at, mastery. When you master something, then this is your path.
Thank you, Pietro. V?
I think it's a tough one. I think Pietro said it all, but I really have to say, guys.
Sorry, please. A bit more, less loud, please. That we have.
I think everybody, it really needs to be like, you need to take charge of your career. Yeah. These days, companies, that patriarchal companies where you go in, they lead, they basically set the pathway for you. They know you're going to get promoted to this, but that spot. Those companies are going to go, right? It's going in some countries. I'm pretty sure in Thailand, those kind of companies, they're changing. They're adapting. They're looking for more people with more flexibility, more adaptability, more creativity. So I think in addition to what Pietro said, in regards to explore your passions, for sure, but be creative. Make sure that you're adaptable and really push for, I can't stress for additional learning more. Yeah. So if that's anything, you got to take charge. Don't let other people tell you what to do. You need to know what you are. You need to know what you want to do and go for it. And don't, like I said before, don't be scared of failure as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Monica.
So I think that many things we already said, but I would just second the failure part, because I think that if I would reflect, I mean, I've been working with many Thai people, many Thai colleagues for past 6.5 years, and I feel that we were all brought up the way that we need to be always correct, we need to follow the way, we need to be careful, we need to please everyone. We were not brought up the way that we go, we fail, we learn, and we redo. But this is how these days business works. Nothing is perfect. And this is something what I would encourage you to challenge yourself every single day. Don't go Safeway. Safeway will be always okay. If you want happiness, if you want challenge, if you want excitement and passion, challenge yourself, go hard way. And very honestly, there is no better way than now. Once you have 5 kids and hopefully 1 wife or husband, then it's maybe more challenging. You have much more responsibilities. But now it's time to challenge yourself, push your boundaries, work hard. Nothing is for free. I've seen as well many people who are coming with first question on the interview, at 5 p.m. I can leave? Okay. I guess you can leave right now. So yeah, this would be a few things from my side.
No, I think everyone's pretty much said it all, but if I could leave you with 2 things, I would say the first thing is definitely be brave in anything that you do. So just believe you can do it and just go for it. Sometimes you might get scared, but just takes like 5 seconds, so be brave. And the second thing I would say is be humble, because you're always going to be learning things. There's always going to be people who are out there who are smarter than you and that you can learn a lot from. So just acquire that knowledge, ask questions, just be humble and don't be afraid to fail.
Thank you again. So I think we are over with the time. So before I invite my colleague Akshat here, I want to thank you all of you for the question and everything. If you didn't manage to ask your question, like I think you guys, you can ask them after the panel. We will be here around. I mean, they will be here around. You don't want to talk with me. And now I ask my colleague Akshat to come back here. And
well, thank you so much, Daniel. Guys, come on. Big applause.
Should we leave you the stage? Or?
Thank you. Yes, you may leave.
Guys, we can.
You may enjoy your beers.
My beer.
Was that mine?
Danny's.
Yeah, that's yours. All right, guys. First of all, thank you so much for listening to our wonderful panelists and the discussion we had. It was wonderful, right? Don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Come on, louder.
Yeah.
You could do better.
Yeah.
Come on. Louder, please.
Yeah.
All right. All right, okay, I got it. All right. And I see that many of you have empty glasses of beers, right? And I kind of saved up so I could kind of finish it off after this discussion over. But without any delay, I would like to call the owner of Mama Pasta, Stefan, who will be providing us pizza for our networking session. Come on, Stefan. Hi. So guys, one question for all of you guys. Who have tried Mama Pasta? Few?
Not good.
Well, I think like 4 of you guys, 5 maybe. That's not good at all. Let me say this. After tonight, it'll be all of you who'll be trying Mama Pasta, right? So we have... So we have Stefan here, right here, the owner of Mama Pasta. And I have a quick question for you. How did you come up with the name Mama Pasta?
So he has nothing to do with Mama Noodles, of course. We try to make, you know, everything from coming from your mother. The mother recipe is always the best food that you will ever have. And pasta because, okay, that's what we do. Today you guys are going to have pizza because it's more convenient for an event like that. But we are specialized in homemade pizza and pasta. And the biggest difference with us compared to competition, I would say, is we do everything fresh and very affordable price. So you're going to try tonight. We have a few variety of pizza. We have one outlet downstairs for you guys to try. Not tonight because it's going to be too late. But any other day. So,
well, they can try tonight because you'll be sponsoring all of us right here. So after we're done with this, you can try free pizza right there, right? I have one more question for you. How affordable is it? What's your target market? How niche would I say it would be?
Okay, when we created that brand, we wanted everybody to be able to afford good quality at a good price, which for Italian food, usually either you go for fast food, I will not mention any names, or you will go for authentic Italian, which is usually 400 to 500 baht for a pasta. We don't do that. We start at 140 baht and up to 250. And most of the time we have promotion with our lovely partner who are in the room, Grab, Foodpanda, and Live Man. We work very close with those guys, and we'll have promotion all the time. So even right now, for example, we have some 50% promotion going on, which we will give you a passcode tonight. You can order anything from the menu on our website. You need to add us online at though. You need to add us online, and we will send you a code, and you can have 50%, and then you all need to try. Any more?
I'm sorry, I'm back again.
Yeah, yeah.
So what makes you different from, like, let's say, Pizza Company, Pizza Hut, Domino's? So why should all of you guys go to Mama Pasta?
All right. I didn't want to mention name, but he did. So if you, the biggest difference I will say is we don't use MSG, we don't use chemical stuff. We do things fresh every day. And the price that we do is basically, if you compare our pizza tonight with Pizza Company, we are halfway cheaper. But, and we use only good stuff. We do pizza dough every day, deliver in each outlet every day. The pasta as well.
Ah. All right, I actually get a better explanation why we should go to Mama Pasta. Myself, never tried Mama Pasta yet. But tonight I will, and I know all of you will too, right? Yes, come on louder. All right, that's great. So every weekend, I expect every day. Yeah, come on. Mama Pasta, we got homemade mother cooked food. We can have it every day, right? So, guys, I know you guys are waiting to drink more beers. And with me, for sure, you will have the opportunity. But to have more pizza as well. And before the pizza gets cold, I would like to have all of you guys try the pizza, and we'll have the QR code up here in a couple of minutes where you can get 50% off on your first order at any Mama Pasta stores. Only on delivery. But Stefan, can you please explain me more into which?
Okay, so we're gonna put a QR code, guys. Just add us online at. We will send you a passcode and a link to go to our website. Sorry, Grab and Foodpanda, guys. Help the small SME to order direct. It's also very helpful. Man, they're not going to like me, but what to do?
It's fine.
So then you can get 50% on the entire menu. So please try. If you want to help me and help my team, add us on Instagram and Facebook as well. We all know how the social media is important today. And we are a young company. We are only 2 years old. We have 3 outlets right now. We plan to open a lot more. We will hire people as well. We've been hiring during COVID as well. Not as much as those guys, but at our level, we also do hire if some of you want to work in the food and beverage industry. Maybe less sexy, but still fun.
Well, thank you, Stefan, for that. And as I mentioned before, we'll have the QR code up here in a bit. But guys, before you go on and eat your pizza, it is, right? And I'm pretty sure that all of you guys are going to drink a lot. I would say, let's drink responsibly, right? Don't drink and drive. If you do, you got to grab your driver right here. All right, guys, enjoy your night. Have fun. We'll be making some space here. We'll have all those tools we're sitting on. Move aside. Talk to people. We have Foodpanda, Lan, Tasker, and Cholongkorn right here, as well as Grab, for you guys to communicate with. Come on, guys, let's say beers with peers.
Beers.
All right, guys, have a nice evening. Thank you so much.